With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republican leaders took a victory lap after passing the Big Beautiful Bill Thursday.
Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters he knew this conference would pass the largest tax cut legislation in history.
The question was, why? Why did you do that? Why did you think that was possible? Because it sums it up with one word. It's belief.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise said it took a lot of work to bring this to the House floor.
We just thought about those families who entrusted us with their vote, and we had to deliver for them. We figured out a way to come together. People you never would have thought showing up voting yes.
The bill now moves on to the White House for the president's signature. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump pulling back weapons support for Ukraine as he was departing for a speech in Iowa. The president explained why he did so.
We haven't. We're giving weapons, but we've given so many weapons. But we are giving weapons, and we're working with them and trying to help them. But we haven't. You know, Biden emptied out our whole country giving them weapons. And we have to make sure that we have enough for ourselves.
Dr. Joseph Giordano, a surgeon who played a central role in saving the life of President Reagan after an assassination attempt back in 1981, has passed away. He was in charge of George Washington University Hospital's trauma teams that treated the president when he arrived suffering from a serious gunshot wound to the chest. Over the course of several dramatic hours, doctors stabilized President Reagan, retrieved a bullet an inch from his heart, and stopped massive internal bleeding. Authorities are releasing the identities of some of the victims of a drive-by shooting in Chicago, where four people were killed and 14 others were wounded. Two of the deceased are 25-year-old Leon Henry and 23-year-old Devontae Williamson. Two women who were shot in the chest were pronounced dead at Northwestern Hospital. It took place late last night outside a nightclub. This is SRN News. Queer trans groups are now targeting baptism.
A growing number of gay pride events now feature an opportunity for de-baptism, a public ceremony during which homosexuals reject the baptism they received when they were younger. The practice is also being promoted by organizations such as the Satanic Temple. The latest example of de-baptism took place last month in Michigan at the Lansing Pride Festival, where a number of people underwent so-called de-baptism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's government is proposing a registration system that would recognize same-sex partnerships formed overseas, granting the couples more rights in the city. In a document submitted to the legislature, the government said the system would allow registration for gay couples who have married, formed civil partnerships, or civil unions overseas, provided the relationships were legally recognized in those jurisdictions. This is SRN News. NASA discovers an interstellar comet that has wandered into our backyard.
The space agency spotted the object with the Sky Surveying Atlas telescope in Chile and has confirmed it was a comet from another star system. It's only the third known interstellar object to pass through our solar system. This newest visitor is 416 million miles from the sun, out near Jupiter. The comet will make its closest approach to the sun in October, venturing no closer than Mars and posing no threat to Earth. Astronomers around the world are monitoring the comet to determine its size and shape. John Scott reporting.
AAA predicting record-breaking 4th of July travel. Over 72 million people will venture at least 50 miles from home this week. Orlando, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the top travel destinations this year, despite the possibility of storms. July 4th events are expected to draw large crowds. More details at srnnews.com.